Well, hi, welcome back. I'm Angel Tussey from Need a Guest. And yesterday we talked about the power of podcast interviews and the exponential growth that can come by being a guest on interviews. And today we want to get practical. We really want to get down to the good stuff, something that you can actually use as a solid takeaway and get you a result from listening to this pop-up podcast. One thing we have really found is that business owners love to overcomplicate things, right? We've got to make it hard. It just seems like we've got to make it harder than it really needs to be. But I want you to write this down. There are only two things that I need in order to grow my business to six and seven figures. Two things. I used to always stand on stage and say it's exposure and revenue. Really, what that means is number one, clarity around what it is that I'm selling. Right? What's the problem I'm solving? What's the result for my audience, for my clients? And number two is booking more sales calls. And in order to book more sales calls, you need to increase exposure and traffic. And that's the benefit of being a guest on a podcast, is more traffic, more exposure every single week. Getting you booked on two podcasts every single week gives you exposure and traffic in front of 100 fresh new audiences every single year. This is the secret sauce. Most entrepreneurs struggle with getting their message out in front of enough of the right people because they're talking to the same audience repeatedly over and over again. Not enough leads, not enough traffic. Being a podcast guest solves that problem. Boom. So today we're going to dive in to show you exactly how to take care of that traffic problem. We're going to show you how you can use our network for free, literally starting today, starting right now. And I know that when I'm saying that it's simple, and it really is, but sometimes we've got to get out of our own way, right? You're going to question, is it really that simple? Can it really be that easy? You've probably gone to several conferences, sat in multiple five-day challenges, multiple workshops, multiple conferences, read all the books, and think, tried all the things. And here we are trying to tell you that it's as easy as two interviews a week. And it really is, but it's a commitment. It's the consistency. It's not chasing after the fresh, new, shiny, bright idea around every corner. It really is consistently one, two, book two interviews every week. One, two, record two interviews every week. Week in, week out, just really falling in love with the momentum, the consistency, and the focus that it takes to stay in your lane and just do the do, right? Just get it done. So let's do a pinky swear, right? Hold up your pinky. I know you're probably walking, driving, whatever you're at. Just put up your pinky and say, all right, Angel, I'm committed. I'm committed that for 1 year, I'm going to stay focused on one core client, one core offer, one core marketing method. Get myself out there in front of brand new audiences every single week and just be the ultimate best guest that I can be, right? Really level up my game, level up my talking points, really hone in and focus on who I want to speak to. So, number one, just ask yourself, do you really want more traffic? Yes or no? Don't say no, right? Do you really want to get booked on two podcasts a week in order to scale and grow your business, right? Create that exposure and grow your business. Yes or no? Don't say no, right? Right. It's two interviews a week, 100 audiences over the course of this next year. And are you committed to executing on what we're about to tell you right now, right? So yes or no, right? To those three questions. Yes, I want more traffic. Yes, I want to get booked on two podcasts every week. And yes, I'm committed to following just in this baby step in the next 24 hours, what we're going to outline for you right now. Now, we do have some questions would really be helpful for you to answer. So you can open up the notes on your phone. You can write this down. You can just memorize and just methodically think about the answers as we're going through this. First question. In your business, what type of dream client are you trying to get your message in front of? So this is really the keywords, the demographics that we can use to find you those right audiences. So we really want to have a way that we can describe them. When I say, this is who I want to get in front of, you can picture, yep, I know who that is. That makes sense to me. So think about, are they business owners? Are they hairdressers? Are they moms? Are they parents? Are they coaches? Are they creatives? Right? You can even get even a little bit deeper, right? Women who are focused on relationship healing, entrepreneurs who are focused on digital products, right? Like you can get just like who is it that you're trying to get your message in front of? And the clearer you are, the easier it is. You can even be vague, but the more vague and the more general it is, the harder it is to market too, right? If I'm marketing to women, all women, young women, old women, moms, business owners, stay-at-home moms, right? Entrepreneurs, hustlers, corporate CEOs, you can start to see, right? If we aren't specific enough, then we leave a lot on the table and it takes extra marketing effort to really hone in on that. And also when we're getting you booked on a podcast, what types of shows are going to be the right fit? The beautiful thing, well, many beautiful things. We made a list of them recently of all the beautiful reasons to be a guest on a podcast. But an additional beautiful thing about being a guest on a podcast is imagine a room with, 500 seats, 1,000 seats, 10,000 seats, but all filled with your target audience, exactly the person that you want to get your message in front of. That's the beauty of being on the right podcast, right? The right shows, because that's who's in the audience. Second question, question number two. What keywords could you use to search in our Need a Guest Facebook group to find the podcasts that speak to your dream clients? Right. So you can also think outside of the box, right? This doesn't mean that women only listen to women podcasts, right? Business owners don't just listen to business podcasts. They might also listen to other things about parenting, time management, being organized, health and wellness, right? Ultra performance. So it doesn't always mean it has to specifically be a business podcast that you are a guest on because you speak to business owners. But think about what other places, where else do business owners hang out? What other types of shows might they listen to? Third question, when are you committing to spend 20 minutes this week in order to get booked on podcasts? Yes, best if you put it in the calendar and commit to scheduling this time so that you'll take it. It's really easy to put this off and say, I'll do it later. But truly, if you commit to it, put it in the calendar and schedule it. Ideally, you're going to want to schedule 20 minutes every single week in order to get this done every single week, to commit to the process, that consistency, that focus. We bring our clients in every single week and do a podcast co-working session where we look and book, right? We get this done every single week. We also offer this co-working session inside of the Need a Guest Facebook group. And so we recommend that you join us every week for our free co-working booking session. That we provide to you and we want to bring to you. So you look at your calendar, you let me know, like, what's a good time for you to just 20 minutes look and book. I'm going to commit to doing this every single week. But for now, because we're still just getting to know each other, at least in the next week, when am I going to do this? Now we're going to go through our simple checklist to help you start getting booked using the Need a Guest and our Podcast Network Facebook groups. We've actually created a worksheet that you can follow along. We've created the show notes where you can answer all of these questions, keep yourself really organized. And if you haven't grabbed it yet, you can go to needaguest.com/worksheet. And then you'll have all of this information all in one place. But according to the worksheet and following along, right, the simple checklist, it really is setting yourself a 20-minute timer. I keep a kitchen timer right on my desk, right? So I can follow along. Your brain knows, like, if I'm going to do something for 20 minutes and then when it's over, I stop and move on to the next activity, then the next time I say we're going to spend 20 minutes, then I'm more likely to commit to it. Whereas if you don't set the timer and then you spend 90 minutes because you're doing other things and you're getting distracted, then the next time you want to commit to setting this up, your brain's like, it's going to take too much time. It's just going to be a hassle. So really setting the timer is a key element to your success with getting this done. Let your brain know, I'm going to do it for 20 minutes. When 20 minutes is over, I'm moving on. Creates that sense of urgency, creates that element, that dopamine, right? That serotonin that I accomplished something I said I would do. So yes, setting the timer is an important step. Next, we want you to go online and open up, go to Facebook and go to the Need a Guest Facebook group. So open up Facebook, right, on your phone, on your desktop, on your device, and make sure that you have already been invited to the Need a Guest group. So if you haven't already applied to, you aren't already in our Need a Guest group, make sure that you join the group. And then once you're in, we would love for you to do a post where you introduce yourself if you haven't already. Just so we've got like eyeballs on you. We actually, our entire team hangs out in this Facebook group and monitors it, engages in conversation. We're often looking for podcast opportunities and playing matchmaker inside of the group. So if you're in there and you're engaged and you're interacting, engage with us too. We'd love to hang out and say hi. But once you're there, you can search, you can do a quick little search using the hashtag need a guest. So hashtag symbol need a guest. We only allow for two posts inside of this of the Facebook group. I need a guest or I want to be a guest. Be a guest is introducing yourself. Here's what I speak about. These are the types of shows I'm looking to get on. Here's a fun picture of myself that showcases my personality. Need a guest, hashtag need a guest, are what podcast hosts are using in order to say, I need a guest. The way this group actually even was launched in the very beginning was people used to come to me and say, Angel, I need a guest. I need a guest for my show. I need a guest for my stage. I need a guest for this event. I need a guest. And so when we started and created the Facebook group, because that was the phrase people used to come to me all the time saying, that's how we named the group. Need a guest, because Angel, I need a guest. And I would say, hey, I have a great guest for you. Let me put you together. Let me make that introduction. I still do that today. It is still a huge part of my day. People coming to me and saying, I need a guest, and I match make them together. A little less now because we have the Facebook group and they go right in there and they know what to do. But in the beginning, it was all done really manually through interactions with me, through DMs and text messages and phone calls and emails. So now you've gone into the need a guest, right? Hashtag need a guest. And you've put in some keywords that make sense to you just to see what's out there. Now, we get about 100 plus posts every single week of hosts that are looking for guests. So every single week, 100 opportunities for you to be featured on. But really, if you want to streamline the process, instead of scrolling through all of them, you can search by putting in some keywords that make sense for you. The next part is step number three, right? You're going to want to apply to really 10 posts. What does that mean to apply to 10 posts? Number one, you're going to comment on the post. Right? You'll introduce yourself. You'll say, hi, I think this is a great fit. I read about it. Pick me, right? Like you're going to introduce yourself in a comment on the post. You're also going to follow whatever instruction they give. So if they say, type this phrase in, you're going to type that phrase in, you know, type speaker in the post, type me in the post, type stage in the post, type if they, whatever instructions they give. This is really important. And I know it seems silly that I should even have to mention it. But if they say, send me an email, I want you to send them an email. If they say, fill out this form, I want you to fill out this form. If they say, send me a DM, I want you to send them a DM. So number one, follow their instructions, right? So for 10 different posts, you're going to follow their instructions. But in addition to that, and this is what makes this so valuable and this episode of this podcast so useful, is because honestly, most people are really lazy, right? They're going to do one thing, right? They're going to say, send me information, you know, follow up with me, go check me out, go look at my bio, go, right? This is how most people respond to these comments. They don't follow instructions. They expect the host to go and do extra homework and research on you, the commenter. But if you notice, some of these get over 100 posts, right? 100 comments. They are flooded with guests saying, pick me, pick me. So what's going to set you apart and truly help you to get booked, right, is number one, pick 10. Number two, follow their instructions. Number three, comment in the post in addition to following their instructions and let them know, I followed your instructions. I'm really looking forward to being a guest on your show. Like, show up differently than everybody else. Show up adding value instead of just taking, right? Be a giver, not a taker. And then the third step of this kind of 1-2-3 punch, follow their instructions, comment on their post, and let them know you're going to send them a DM, a direct message in their inbox. And so send them that thoughtful, kind, giving, generous, graceful DM in their inbox, right? Their Facebook direct message. If you want to even take it in even an extra step further, you can add them as a friend, right? Send them a friend request. So all of this is increasing, exponentially increasing your visibility with the host. You've taken the time to apply or follow their instructions. You've taken the time to add a thoughtful comment and letting them know you're dropping a note into their DM. You're sending them a friend request. You're also sending them a very thoughtful DM, right? That just adds incredible value and introduces yourself and sets you apart from all the other quick and easy people that are just in there, just, hey, pick me, pick me, pick me, and just commenting or liking on just 1,000 different posts. Be mindful, pick 10 and do this 1-2-3 strategy. Follow their instructions, comment on their post, and tell them in the comment you're sending them a DM, and then send them the DM. And then as that extra bonus, you can also send them a friend request. Now, if you want the name drop strategy, that is, again, right, these are just extra bonuses. I'm trying to give you the good stuff here, right? Like everybody, there's, you know, thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands of people inside our Facebook group. And we've seen the good practices of what really gets results. And so we don't really go into the Facebook group and teach this. We teach it to our clients inside of Media Firestorm. But I'm really wanting to give you the goods here so that you've taken the time to listen to this episode. I want you to get a result. And I want to give you like the best practices that we've seen out of watching this program, being in it every single week. But if you have their podcast, ask them, right? Drop a link to your podcast. What's the link to your show? Because they don't always give you the link to their show. They don't always say what the show is in the post. Ask them, right? In the DM, you know, give me a link to your podcast. I'd love to go and share an episode, right? With my social media followers. I'd love to tag you. I'd love to leave you a review. I'd love to you know, get to know you even better. Ask them for the link to their show so that you can go off and share it and then do, right? Tell your friends about it. Tag them in a post that you made about their show. The one thing that is really what sets these podcast hosts apart is the one thing they're really after is the same thing you're after, exposure and traffic. So if you can deliver and give them some free exposure, because it is free for you to post it and share it in your social media profiles without them asking you to, before you were even a guest on the show, that like if that's what you'll do before you're a guest, what I can imagine you're going to be a great partner for me, a great collaboration, a great marketing partner. Of course, I'd want to have you on my show. So do you see the nuance? Do you see how just these subtle little differences, it doesn't take a whole lot of extra time or effort, but you do have to be thoughtful. And before I told you, you might not have even thought to do it. So this is a lot of what you can expect, right? When you work with us, right? We just love serving. We want to really be a support to these podcast hosts by bringing them really quality guests. So I'm helping you to become a really quality guest. So we only recommend, right, that you do this like once a week. Go in, get yourself booked, like go through the show or go through the group, find your 10 podcasts, and then move on. Right? This doesn't have to be time consuming. It doesn't have to take over your day, over your week. You don't have to spend a ton of time marketing anymore. You don't have to spend a ton of time chasing and trying to figure out where's traffic and leads going to come from, because you have an unending source, an untapped resource with these two Facebook groups. We're out building relationships with these podcast hosts to encourage them to engage in our social media, right, in the group. And we're giving you over 100 opportunities every single week to participate. That you just pinky swear to me, right? I'm going to take 20 minutes. I'm going to go and take the time. I'm going to connect with these podcast hosts. I'm going to do the 1, 2, 3, right? I'm going to do the extra bonus by name dropping. And I mean, I promise you, like, you can start to see how this can shift and turn around and start to get results really quickly. So tomorrow, episode number 3, we're going to show you exactly how we use podcast interviews in order to book more sales calls and how easy it is for you to do the same thing. Podcast interviews, right? Increase traffic in order to book more sales calls. We're going to show you exactly how you're doing that, or how we do that. Now, while you're listening to the Pop-Up Podcast series over these next 7 days, we'd love to have the chance to help you and your business too. If you want help getting booked on top podcasts every week, and you want to help turn that exposure into more leads and more sales in your business using a pop-up podcast just like the one you're listening to, you can go to my website, my calendar link, bookwithangel.com, bookwithangel.com, and see if you qualify to work with our team. And if you book a call before this pop-up podcast disappears during the 7-day series, you're going to qualify for a $2,000 discount off of our Media Firestorm program. Plus, as an additional bonus, you get 6 months worth of support instead of 3. So normally our Media Firestorm program, it's a 3-month program. So not only are we going to extend that, give you double the amount of time, give you a great little discount just for booking the call during the 7-day series. And whether or not our process is a right fit for you, whether or not you sign up, whether or not you enroll, whether or not you work with us, if just for booking the call, we're going to give you lifetime access to our pop-up podcast series. So how's that sound? I hope you love it. Hope this was helpful. If you didn't get the worksheet that allows you to follow along with all of this, go to needaguest.com/worksheet and you'll have everything in place. And hopefully you'll book that call with us at bookwithangel.com. I'll see you in the next episode.